What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another hour of the Andy Slater Show on this Friday, April 18th, 2025. It is a big time getaway day for me. A lot of baseball teams, you know, it's baseball season. They have their getaway days. None of them come on a Friday. Normally, they're on Thursdays like they were yesterday. Arizona was in town. It was their getaway day. It was also getaway day for the Marlins because now they're in Philadelphia. Somewhere I will be in a couple of weeks getting a cheesesteak. Really only stopping there to get a cheesesteak. I'm not going to Philly now. I am headed to Spain. I'll be going to Barcelona, and then I'll be headed to Madrid for a few days after that. I am ready to hop on that plane to Barcelona tomorrow. I'm going to spend about 2 weeks, a little bit less than 2 weeks, in Spain. So I'm giving you guys the heads up right now. The promos, they're already in. You'll hear them on the station. You'll see my tweets on social media or on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. I'll post some stories on IG. They do have wagering in Spain. There's actually a lot of sports books that I can use in Spain. I don't believe I could use them online because you got to live there to create an account, but I could use them in person. That means I better get a bunch of euros. But today, you hear me. Next week, you won't. The week after that, you won't. I am entitled, just like all of you who have been doing something for a long time in one place, you are entitled to a vacation. And that is what I am going on. I went to Barcelona last year and I just loved it. I said, I got to go back. And the food over there, oh my gosh. The bread, the meats, the cheese. And one of my favorite things, I'm really into food. Here in South Florida, you get croquetas, croquettes. Depends. If you go to La Carreta, it's a croqueta. If you go somewhere else, it's a croquette. Let me have a croquette. Over in Spain, their croquetas, it's like you bite into it, and it's like a puree. So you bite into it, and it almost seems like you're biting into baked potato soup. Not runny soup, like a thick soup. It is just so good. When you go to the La Carreta or Versailles or Sergio's or the gas station where they got a window there, yeah, let me have 50 on number 5 and 2 ham croquetas. Well, they probably wouldn't say it in English, but the majority of you, you know English very well, so I speak in English here. Those croquetas, they're more firm. They're not so soft inside. These croquettes in Spain are just amazing. I cannot wait. I'm so ready for the food there. I'm so ready to play poker there. I'm so ready to go watch a tennis tournament there. And, of course, I'm so ready to see all of the views there. Girls, 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 girls. Already lining up my self-guided tours. Not touring buildings. No, like different kind of tours. Oh, let me see. Let me see this one. Let me see that one. It's going to be fantastic. And I will do my best to post things on social media especially on my Instagram story. And if you're a close friend of mine, you get to see everything, including all of my wagers. Now, while I'm in Spain, I can't use the Hard Rock Bet app like I use here in Florida. So what I'll have to do to show people what I like and show my close friends is I will just have to tell my friends what they should be wagering on, and then they will place a wager, and then I'll show you the wager that I like for the night. It just can't be mine because I'm in Spain. And of course, if I get a paper ticket at a sports book, I'll put it up there as well. So it's going to be a fantastic trip for me and probably for you as well if you follow me on social media. And it'll be great for you if you're tired of hearing my voice, where you'll wind up missing it for 2 weeks. I know you will. But if anything big happens while I'm in Spain, if it's newsworthy, to me it doesn't matter where I am, because I can be anywhere in the world and give you the
Slater's Scoop.
I have done it before, and I will do it again. I love breaking stories, especially when I'm overseas. I could be in Medellin. I could be somewhere in Costa Rica. I can be in Barcelona. I can be in Madrid. And I still am able to beat everybody to a story when they are here in South Florida. I can't even imagine being a reporter in South Florida and getting beat by news that took place in South Florida, but the person reporting it is overseas. Some people may not care about breaking news, not you as a listener, but I'm talking about reporting wise. And I can never imagine just not caring about breaking news. Just going to a computer and writing an article, and maybe some people will read it, and then covering a game and writing a story, and then just going home and not caring about chasing down a story. Some people get thrills from doing other stuff. I get thrills from giving you guys a
Slater's Scoop.
And it doesn't matter where I am. Imagine, like, you're covering the Dolphins draft and somebody beats you on something while they're in their pajamas in Barcelona. I'm not saying that necessarily will happen, but just imagine that. It's a lot of fun for the person in pajamas in Barcelona. Like, here somebody's on a laptop typing fast, trying to find out info, and a dude in pajamas in Barcelona beats him to a story. Now, this did wind up being an interesting time to take a vacation, because I wonder what I'm going to find when I'm back here on the airwaves. And that's May 5th. That'll be the first Monday in May. Will the Miami Heat still be playing? Will the Panthers have already advanced? Will they have taken down the Lightning in 5 games or less? I said or less, but it's 4 or 5. Can't be less than 4. So will they beat the Lightning? Will they sweep them? Will they win in 5? Will I come back and be going to Game 6 in Sunrise? Will I come back from Spain and the Panthers are already out? I hope not. If the Panthers are not playing when I come back, because I get back on May 1st at night after I go to Angelo's and get my cheesesteak in Philadelphia, then I land back in Miami. And if the Panthers are not playing, I hope it's for the right reason. Not that they got swept or lost in 5. If that were to happen, then I'm like, you know what? I didn't miss anything. Because if they do get swept or lose in five, which I do not think is going to happen, I'm not saying they're a sure thing to win the series, but if they do lose, I don't think it's going to be in four or five. But who knows? If that were to be the case, then, like, whatever. I mean, that's just what it is. I didn't miss anything because they lost. And who wants to stick around for a series where you lose in four or five? Nobody. Could be the same situation with the Miami Heat. A lot of stuff is to be determined. And at the same time, the Marlins will continue their wild card push. Oh, wait, it's only April 18th. Is there a wild card push? Yeah. I guess we got a little bit more time for that. Okay, I got many things in front of me. I know today is getaway day. I'm ready. I'm excited to be going on a nice vacation, not bringing any equipment to do the show. That'll leave me some extra room in my bag. And I say bag because I am a veteran traveler. Even though I am leaving for 12 days, I am not checking in a bag. Only rookies check in bags. Veterans do not check in bags. I have a friend of mine who's married, and his wife normally checks in two or three big bags and carries on a bag and has a big purse or something. Two or three bags checked in. What? Well, I got all these shoes and... Oh, no. Another reason why I'm single. And another reason why I like traveling alone. Just travel solo. I don't have to wait on anyone. I mean, look. Sometimes I will travel with people. And like the couple I just mentioned, they're great people. They're a lot of fun to hang out with. If you're going on a long trip, yeah, you know, what's the big deal about waiting 15 or 20 minutes at a baggage claim? You're going to be somewhere for 12 days. I won't check in a bag because I don't want anything to get lost. I don't want anything to get damaged. If I need to change a flight, then it becomes a problem. But from time to time, I will travel with someone on a long trip and they need to check in a bag. I'm like, oh, gosh. But all right. But that's the thing. When you're married or you got a significant other and you're going on a vacation with them, chances are they're going to check in a bag and you got to wait. I guess that's just the way it works sometimes. But for me, I ain't checking in a bag. I like having the ability to be flexible, especially with flights. Because you check in a bag, now you want to change flights to the last second. Well, that bag's going here, you're going there. It creates chaos, possibly. I like having all of my options open and available. Okay, enough travel tips. I got things to my left, things to my right. I got a lot of words in front of me, notes. A lot of prep went into today's show, just like it does every day. And now I want to get to all of it, but I can't until this hour officially begins.
It's time to shuffle up and deal.
Tonight, the Miami Heat take on the Atlanta Hawks. And you might be wondering what I expect to see in tonight's game. Maybe that's why you came here today. I want to know what Slater thinks about tonight's game. Who's going to win this game? I'm definitely in the opinions business. I'm a sports talk host, so I have a lot of opinions, especially about the Miami Heat. The only thing I could say about tonight's game, I don't know what to expect. How's that for an opinion? The reason I say I don't know what to expect is because this Heat team is a strange one. If you just looked at this season and all of the adversity and the entire circus that went on with Jimmy Butler and the 10-game losing streak that this team had and how they constantly blew double-digit leads, even leads of 20-plus. It was like a nightly thing. When you look at all of that, would you not say that it would be strange for all of those things that did in fact take place? It comes to now where the Miami Heat win back-to-back games on the road, elimination games, and they wind up getting the number 8 seed. Would that not be strange after everything that happened? Look, this is not a very good team. They're a 37-win team. They lack a huge offensive star. I know Tyler Hero had a big night in Chicago, but is Tyler a guy you can count on for 30-plus every game? No. I'm not saying this Heat team is going to lose tonight, but at the same time, I'm not saying that they're going to win. They're on the road this evening. They're in Atlanta. Trae Young, he can get hot, and the Hawks end the Heat season, and then it's good night. But what Heat team will we see this evening? Look at the team that we just saw in Chicago. That version of the Miami Heat is completely different. It's a whole nother franchise than what we saw during the regular season. I don't remember seeing anything like what we saw against the Bulls at any point this regular season. Everything on Wednesday night was so much better. And the defense in particular, they were on another level. Like, what's going on here? And as I was saying yesterday, I think a lot of it has to do with Spo. The one game situation, a future Hall of Fame coach. If you're coaching on the other bench, you do not want to look over to your opponent's side and see Eric Spoelstra. It was funny, during the broadcast of that Bulls-Heat game, they were talking about the Heat's experience in playing games and how they had been there before. And maybe that was the reason they looked so good. And when I heard that, I'm like, okay, well, I know the play-in is new. It's been around for a few years. But forget about the Heat's play-in experience. What about the Heat's playoff experience? Eric Spoelstra's got 3 rings. He's got Olympic gold. He will go into the Hall of Fame. And Bam and Tyler have made 2 NBA Finals runs. But we're talking about play-in experience. And that leaves me to being confused. I am confused. I don't know what to make of this Heat team. The other night when they were up, 24 at the half? Were you confident as a Heat fan? Because I'm there at Joe's, I'm watching part of the game on my phone, and I'm having some amazing stone crabs. And in the third quarter, I'm looking at tweets. Commercial break, I go to a tweet, and I see all of this panic going on. And I'm thinking to myself, well, look, I mean, the Heat right now are up 17, and everybody's, like, panicking, like, oh, my gosh, hold on. And that's just, like, trauma from the regular season. And I myself thought, yeah, I kind of think these guys are right. They should be panicked a little bit. The confidence level, at least from Heat fans, it was not there, even when they're up 15. That's because we've all seen this Heat team this regular season. And then we saw what was happening on Wednesday night. And it was just natural to think, oh boy, this is a team that blows leads. They invent ways to blow leads. And it may happen again. But it didn't. And if you watched the Heat on Wednesday, if somebody watched them and had not seen them at all during the regular season, if that was the only Heat game you saw, and look, there's people across the country where that may be the case. The Heat, they hold Chicago to a season low 90 points. The game was going like 100 miles an hour. There were tons of great defensive plays, great pressure on Chicago, just a brilliant effort by the Miami Heat, well coached by Spo. Tyler Hero plays out of his mind. You look at that Heat team from Wednesday night in Chicago, and you're like, wait a minute, this team's pretty good. And if the Miami Heat play tonight like they did on Wednesday, forget it. Not only will they beat the Atlanta Hawks this evening, but they will give Cleveland all they can handle in the first round. And that is 100% possible. Yet, in my mind, I don't know if we will see that tonight. I find it equally likely that the Miami Heat, they did their thing. That's the most they can do. And tonight they take on the Hawks and they'll just be flat. They'll lose and we'll be done with it. I don't want that to be the case, but I feel like equally it could be that or how they played on Wednesday in Chicago. Now, let's say the Miami Heat do win. Let's say they win tonight, they take on Cleveland, and they give the Cavs some problems. But they don't beat the Cavs, they lose. Will any of that change how you feel about the Heat season? To me, it's somewhat a results-oriented thing. I think this franchise has to take a bigger picture look at it. If they lose tonight, it'll be easier, a lot easier to make the big moves that are needed to make a jump. If they advance, if they have a few good efforts against Cleveland, if they were to win tonight, would people start to overestimate this group? Like, hey, you know, now this is the real Heat we saw. What can Spo do with them a full season? Let's almost run this back. I don't want that to be the case. I don't want them running it back. Because you got to look at the big picture here. Bam and Tyler, yes, they could be part of a championship team. They're really good players. However, really good doesn't win you championships in the NBA. Great does. And right now, the Miami Heat have zero great players on their roster. Jimmy was barely great. He's only great in the postseason. But that was enough to get to two NBA finals. Bam is a great defensive player. Tyler can be a great offensive player. Both of them are all-stars, but neither of them are superstars. The Miami Heat need to find a bigger fish. The value they got back in the Jimmy trade, it wasn't good. They got three guys back who are veterans. Davion Mitchell's going to be around for a while. Wiggins can be effective. Kyle's fine. But the bigger picture, this franchise, they've got a 2-3 in place. They need a 1. Pat Riley, if he can get a 1 and you keep 2-3, now we're talking. I just don't want this to be a situation where the Miami Heat trick themselves into anything that turns into, hey, let's run it back. Because it wasn't a very good product this year. 37 wins, blown leads, 10-game losing streak, worst coaching job in the regular season by Spo in a long time. And they turned it into a play-in game, and maybe we'll get to playoff games. But it's not nearly enough. Now, if the Miami Heat want to mess around and prove me wrong and go on a real run and end up in the NBA Finals, sure, then we can have a conversation. But that's not going to happen. I don't think it will. But if it does, then we'll have the convo. By the time I'm back from Spain, either the Heat will still be playing or they'll be on their way to Spain or Cancun or, if they were smart,
Colombia!
Because their next meaningful basketball game, it may not be for months. That's just the reality. But I have no expectation. I really do not know what we're going to get tonight from this team. They might be playing when I get back from Spain, or they might be done playing in 8 hours from now. Here on this Friday, I just told you guys, I really don't know what to expect with the Miami Heat tonight. What team are we going to get? And because I couldn't give you my true opinion on what we're going to see tonight, I said, let me bring on Clay Ferrero from WPLG Local 10. Let's have him come on right now. And hopefully, Clay, you have an opinion because I don't. What are we going to see tonight?
Man, you don't have the guts?
I don't.
You don't think that this team is about to make another run to the NBA Finals and prove everybody wrong?
I hope so, but I really don't know.
You're not convicted after that that stunning, impressive win over a less than mediocre Bulls team?
They held them to a season low in points, Clay. You know, they got Eric Spoelstra.
I think you have to be fair and say that was a very impressive performance, especially in the first half. I like how they kind of, instead of trying to slow the game down like everybody thought they were going to do, they said, nope, you know what? We're going to push because we believe that we have players who can score too. And then we're going to clamp down as tough as we can on the defensive end. With that said, I did feel like there were some points in that third quarter where if the Bulls had made, I don't know, two or three of the open looks that the Heat had given them, things could have changed really quickly. And so, you know, Spo says this all the time. It's a make or miss league. And it felt like the momentum could have shifted. They did an awesome job on Coby White. Coby White also helped him out a little bit, missing some shots of his own. So I guess what I'm saying is that it's great they won. That was impressive, especially in the first half. I do think they can win in Atlanta tonight. I also still think some of the warts that we've seen with this team for much of the season, which is, you know, sliding the window open for a team to make a comeback. I feel like I haven't seen enough yet to believe that they've fixed those issues yet.
Is there anything, Clay, that you would see tonight that would make you say, you know what? This team actually might give Cleveland a run for their money.
You know, I think I would have to see them. I would have to see them play the whole game like they did the first half against Chicago. And look, I think win the game because I think that Cleveland has some questions of their own. And basically, you know, we haven't seen this group make a long run, and they were impressive in the regular season, and yet. The Heat did beat them pretty handily, obviously much different team now than they were when they beat Cleveland a couple months ago. But I think that it would be less about the Cavs at that point, or excuse me, less about the Heat at that point than it would be about the Cavs. And just the fact that, you know, I think that the Heat at the very least have some players in there who've gone on playoff runs before and know what this is about. But also, Cavs really don't have a lot of those guys. And so what happens when those two teams go at it and the Cavs start to feel one of those game plans that's taking away the things that they do well?
How much of what we saw Wednesday, and let's say the Heat win tonight, how much of that, Clay, do you think would, I guess, have to do with Eric Spoelstra? And you say, you know, Spo is a big reason why they were able to win these two games.
Oh, I think for sure. I mean, when you see that much of a change, and again, we're living in a world where if they win both of these games and especially win tonight in Atlanta, then you do kind of look at the rest of the season and you're like, all right, well, look, this is all that mattered. And when we talk about Spo and coming up with these game plans, now with that said, there have been plenty of times during the regular season this year where Spo had some head scratchers. If at the end of all of this, if we're going to say that the playoffs and getting there are truly all that matter, then yeah, you do have to give Spo his flowers and say, all right, the man knows what he's doing. Time to once again back off of some of the criticism. And I also think part of that is the fact that we know this roster is quite flawed. You know, you don't have the player that you can just say, all right, Jimmy, go out there and lead us. You know, and that's not taking anything away from what Tyler Hero did the other night, what he's capable of doing, but you know, when you have that alpha, that superstar, you can sometimes turn the keys over when things aren't going great. So, yeah, I think you'd have to give a lot of credit to Spo.
If they win tonight and then they give Cleveland a run, not saying that they beat them, do you think, Clay, that would make the Miami Heat feel like maybe they can work with the team they have?
No. So no, I don't.
They wouldn't have any inclination to be like, eh, we can kind of run this back, just play better without – you know, the Jimmy circus?
No, I don't. Okay, I don't. I think there are enough flaws. And by the way, I think they have enough assets right now to where they can make something happen. You know, it's a different off season heading into it. We'll see how the draft picks end up falling. But, you know, you could be living in a world where, you know, you have two first round draft picks. And, you know, I think for the Miami Heat, more than ever, that would look like assets to attach to trade pieces and make something work. I just don't think I know that, you know, there's this feeling that the Heat are going to fall in love with their roster again because they've made that mistake in the past. I feel like they've learned a lesson, and I think this season in particular it was, look, we've still got Jimmy. So let's just see what happens with Jimmy for this one last season. Well, Jimmy's gone now. You don't have that alpha, so you got to go out and get one.
You say two first-round draft picks. I thought you were pretending to be Chris Greer trading Tyreek Hill, thinking he can get two first-round draft. You know what, though? I don't have enough time because we would probably need another 10 minutes to get to that conversation. So
there's not enough time in the day, Andy Slater.
Clay Ferraro from WPLG Local 10, thanks for coming on here. I was talking about the Heat, and I just needed some sort of opinion. And I'm glad you gave me one. Take care, buddy.
Take care, brother.
All right, Clay Ferraro from WPLG Local 10. I have an opinion when it comes to poker. I know I would beat Clay at the poker table unless he got lucky. My poker tournament, the Slater Scoops poker tournament, it just happened on Tuesday, and we set a new record on a Tuesday night. $87,000 was in the prize pool, 418 entries into my tournament. The next one will be coming up next month, but you don't have to wait until then to play cards. Great tournaments are going on in the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, and they happen every single day. Visit SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. That's SeminoleHardRockPokerOpen.com. On the site, you will see the entire tournament schedule, the days where they're giving out bonus high hands, a lot of money flying around in that poker room. It's the place to go if you want to play cards. Head on over to the poker room at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood. Okay, so you figured out by now what I think about the Miami Heat. You heard what Clay Ferraro thinks may or may not happen tonight. It's exciting, though. I'm glad the Miami Heat are still playing, and I really hope they continue to play. I hope I'm back from Spain and they're still playing basketball. And I feel a similar way about the Florida Panthers. They're not going to be playing basketball, but I hope they're still playing hockey. If they're not still playing hockey when I'm back, and I would be back for game six, then what Paul Maurice was doing failed big time. I don't think that will be the case. Especially after, like I told you yesterday when the schedule came out, the NHL, whatever was worked on behind the scenes, I don't know, but the Panthers and the NHL and the Lightning, when that schedule was put together, the Panthers caught a break. Right now, they're getting like a mini training camp. 5 days to rest, 5 more days to recover, no games at all. Scout, 5 extra days to get Matthew Tkachuk back. Well, not really 5 extra, but maybe 2 or 3 extra. The Stanley Cup playoffs begin tomorrow. Tomorrow is Saturday. You could play Saturday, you could play Sunday, you could play Monday, or you could start your series on Tuesday. The Panthers and Lightning, that will be the only series that begins on Tuesday. So they are getting these extra days off, and for this Florida Panthers team, I believe that's going to make a huge difference because it extends what Paul Maurice was already doing, and it helps with Matthew Tkachuk's recovery and his process to be ready to play game one, which I am certain he will do. Down the stretch of the regular season for Florida, Paul Maurice kept talking about the grind of the schedule. He said they're not going to play their biggest stars in back-to-back games. Maybe it was because of the Four Nations face-off. I'm not sure, but the back end of the schedule, it was packed in there. And Paul Maurice had to manage it. And now he gets an extra day or two, more than other teams. You might say, well, wait a minute. The Lightning, they get the same amount of time off. It's not like the Lightning start Monday and the Panthers start Tuesday. They're playing each other on Tuesday. And that is true. The Lightning do get pretty much the same amount of time off. Here's the difference. The Florida Panthers, they have played the most possible games out of any team in the NHL over the last 2 years. They went to the Stanley Cup Final back-to-back seasons. They went to Game 7 last year in the Stanley Cup Final. They've been through 2 very long grinds. They've had very short off seasons. And that's a good thing. You want a short off season because that means you did really well. Look at the Lightning. Their off season wasn't short. It was long, thanks to the Panthers. So Florida needed this break. Paul Maurice, I'm sure, loves this break. It gives the Panthers a much bigger edge having this break than the Tampa Bay Lightning. Now, of course, this is still a rivalry. 4 times in the last 5 years, they faced each other. There's been some epic games, some legit bad blood, some good fights. You got good goaltenders. The warm weather state of Florida has a really good hockey rivalry. Both franchises have done well. I mean, the Panthers, as of late, Tampa, for quite some time. Who would have ever thought a big hockey rivalry would be here in Florida? And a good rivalry makes for some good television. These are games that people want to see. You don't have to be a Lightning or Panthers fan. You're a hockey fan. You're anywhere in the U.S. You're in Canada. The Panthers, the defending Stanley Cup champions, going up against their rivals within the state, Tampa. It should be very entertaining. Should be some good television, good hockey, hard fought. maybe literally hard fought. And I really hope the Panthers come out on top. The Lightning, they're just, they're a scary team. Even if they're not like as good as they used to be, they still are a very scary team. The NFL draft, we are almost there. Not yet, but almost. People looking up those last-minute mock drafts, thinking about what the Miami Dolphins may do. Rookies will be watching the draft, waiting to see who the Dolphins take. Veterans will be monitoring who they may trade. Draft week for the Dolphins might be very telling. We know they're shopping Jalen Ramsey, so they're carefully looking through their options. And Chris Greer said they hadn't gotten any calls on Tyreek, but if a call comes in and they're going to offer two first-rounders, they'll listen. Believe me, it will take a whole lot less to get Tyreek than two first-rounders. And it could happen draft week. Imagine if the Dolphins traded their best defensive and offensive players on the same night or in the same week. It could happen. I will be watching the draft from Spain very early in the morning. I will watch some of it. I will follow it, of course, on my laptop and on my phone. I actually think that's probably the best place to follow the draft instead of on television. Some people go to the draft. Why? I don't know. You go there to watch somebody go to the podium and read a name. I'd rather watch the draft on Twitter. Sit on the toilet, watch the draft on Twitter. Probably better than flying to Green Bay and waiting around for 20 minutes for somebody to say a name. But hey, the NFL is king. I mean, it's very clear. Football is king. People go to the draft. They show other people their allegiance to their team. Somebody walks up, reads a name. It's not even a good TV show, but it's a TV show. That's what the NFL has turned it into. I mean, the draft's been on TV for a long, long, long time. But now, moving around to different cities so people could go watch somebody read a name. I'll just read names on social media. It's a lot better like that. All right, well, I am headed to Spain. If you want to come along with me, follow me on Instagram, search Andy Slater. I will be back with all of you on May 5th. Enjoy your weekend and enjoy the next 2 weeks. For now, I'm Andy Slater, and I'll see you later.